Blog Talk Radio.
Take a step, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes, all God's children just stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
And for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Hey, oh, stand. Hey, hey.
With friends are called.
Oh.
Stand with your all.
And believe
he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, burning hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness.
I'm so excited for all those that's listening on Blog Talk Radio. Those are my Facebook family and friends that I shot the invite to. I just want to thank you for all those that's just kind of joining in with me in the spirit of the moment. I am Lady Diane Shaw, Prophetess Diane Shaw, and you're listening to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. My husband is Pastor David Shaw. Amen. And we also have a wonderful friend out there in L.A. that does ministry with us, amen, which is Andrew, Minister Andrew out there in Los Angeles, giving a shout-out to you. Well, one thing I said is that I was going to hit it and quit it, amen. I'm not going to do a whole lot of scriptures, but I have been inspired by God to bless your soul on today. on tonight. I was speaking to my husband, and it was so heavy on my heart what God was dealing with me about gratefulness. And at first I said, well, I'll just wait so I can get things together. But it was just so heavy on my heart. God said, now. Have you ever had a time in your life? God said, no, we don't have tomorrow. We don't have next week. We don't have time for you to get your notes together now. And that now was so profound that I felt like God was unctioning me to do this because someone has to hear this. Someone needs to hear this. And it is, I believe it's going to bless your heart. It's going to really bless your soul. And I've been talking to God in this brief time. I think I put the message together, put the segment together about an hour and a half. And then, you know, I have like about 250, 300 Facebook friends, and I said, well, God, who do I send it to? I don't have a lot of time. And he just said, just lead. I'll lead you. So I began to just shoot this out to people inboxes. You know, I don't know what's going on in no one's life, but God knows. So I begin to shoot it out to different people, and whoever it landed to, that is who God wanted to get this message. So if you're listening right now live, this is directly to you. You might as well just pull your seat up and say, I'm here, Lord. I'm ready to hear. Amen. So as I said, I'm a hitter and quitter. I want to thank you for listening in again. And I'm going to just pray, and then I'm just going to allow the Lord to lead and guide and speak to you. Amen. I have no notes. Amen. I'm not going to give a whole lot of scriptures. This is going to be just a sit-down Wednesday night live, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you as he has ministered to me. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you praise and glory, Father, for this day. This day. Amen, God. This day, this June the 23rd, 2021, this day, we give you this day. We give you praise on this day. We want to just acknowledge you for being great all by yourself, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the everlasting Father. Lord God, words cannot even come close to describing who you are. You are the great I am. You are everything in our life from A to Z. You complete us. Lord, as we come before your throne right now, Father, Lord, we ask, Father, that you speak to your people. Use me, O God, as your voice, as your vessel. Empty me, O Lord, that I may decrease, that you may increase. Word my words, Lord. Speak through me, O God. Anoint me, appoint me, and use me for your glory. Lord, it's all about you. It's all about you. This message, O God, that you have sent from on high, that you have poured out into your messenger, is for someone. Lord God, I don't know who's on the other end, whether it be live, whether it be through the archives. I don't know. But you know. I don't even need to know. But you know who they are. This message, Lord, you're giving to us on today, life and taking nothing for granted. Lord God, you have something for us on tonight. Somebody's life is going to change. Somebody is going to change their stinking thinking. Somebody is going to put their priorities in place. Somebody is going to forgive someone that they have been holding hurt for months, years. And you're going to do a transformation in their life like never before. Someone is going to repent of their sins. Someone is going to say, what must I do to be saved? Someone's life is going to change. And for that, oh God, I say thank you. Thank you. Now, oh God, as we go forward, we'll be sure to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let's get to it. Amen. I thank you again for joining me. Praise God. As I said, I'm coming to you live. I'm here in Springfield, Illinois, on the Central Time Zone here. And again, it's like 10, about a little bit after 10 here. So if you're out there in California, it's about a little bit after 8 because you are 2 hours behind us. Amen. So this message that God gave to me, it is powerful. It is powerful. And I began to just meditate. Well, what does it mean to take life for granted? you know, and what does it mean to take life for granted? And I began to think that taking things in your life for granted is something people don't notice. You don't realize that you take it for granted because you're so used to having it. You don't notice these things. We use some of us are healthy. So we take the fact that, oh, I'm healthy, I can do what I want to do, I can eat what I want to eat, I can, you know, this body, I'm feeling good. We take our family for granted. We take our friends for granted. We take just things that God has blessed us with for granted. And a lot of times we're doing it and we don't realize we're doing it. On Facebook, I put a flyer up, and it was just so powerful. And I was telling my husband, I said, oh, my God, you know, if you think about it, and let me read it to you. Let me set this thing up really good. Let me read it to you. It talks about how if you go outside and you look up in the sky, you just look up in the sky, and you see for 1 minute, you walk outside, you stand there in silence, don't say a word, just stand out there and look up at the sky and contemplate in your mind just how amazing life is. Hear me on this. You got to follow me. Just how amazing life is. And you say, but wait a minute. My bills are not paid. I got rent due. My car broken down. And you can come up with a whole lot of things that's wrong in your life. But life is amazing. You know, I've spent close to 20 years in the military, and I traveled to many different countries, Singapore, Philippines, Longapo, Japan, many countries. And when we used to walk down into the marketplace, we would see children, we would see kids just sitting on the streets, no shoes on, looking hungry, or their parents are working with them on their back. I mean, we see what poverty was. I had an opportunity to witness people in Korea that were barely living, but some of them had a smile on their face. How is it that people in third world countries can find a way to be happy and appreciate life? Well, we who are in the United States, running water, heat, a roof on our head, and even if you don't have that, even if you are homeless, even if you're on the street, we have shelters, you have, are you hearing what I'm saying? It's amazing to be alive. It's amazing. I don't care how you dice it up, how you chop it up, your relationship is on the rock. You didn't do the things that you wish you would have did. You wasted most of your life on drugs and alcohol, hormones, anything, whatever. But if you're listening to me right now, that tells me something. You're in your sound mind. You didn't complete some things that you set out to do. Many years have passed by. You've had many relationships. We have had many relationships. And yet, life is amazing. How so? Stay with me. You know, we've been dealing with this thing called the corona, where it has taken away millions of people all around the world. This thing didn't just land here in the U.S. It's everywhere. Okay? Whether you're poor, rich, whether you have a roof or you don't have a roof, corona has visited. And I believe each one of us that's listening have experienced someone that either have died or who has had this virus. Okay? But guess what? Life is amazing. Life is amazing. One of my favorite songs is by Walter Hawkins, and it talks about God didn't promise us sunshine. He didn't promise that the sun was going to shine all day long. He didn't promise us that. That's why we get a little bit of rain, that we can appreciate the sunshine. Oh, yeah. Things ain't always going to be perfect in our life, but it's amazing to be alive. When you think about the many people in your life who you've lost, and can I keep it real? I went on my Facebook page, and I began to roll down to some of the names of people. I had a brother-in-law who passed away a few years ago, but his page is still there. He's gone, but he's still there. We have an Aunt Teresa. She had a chance to visit us here in Springfield. Her page is still there, but she's gone. I had a nephew, a niece, two nephews within 2 years, aneurysm. I mean, things, it ain't always, people not just dying because of corona. But they're not here no more. Their pages are still on Facebook, but they're gone. But because you and I are still here, life is amazing. There are people who died yesterday. They had plans to be here this morning. They had plans. People had plans. People had a book. People had a schedule. People had appointments that they had already planned, and they're not here no more. They're gone. You and I can plan all day long, but when God has his time for us to leave, we gotta go. We can't say, oh, not yet, Lord. Wait, there's some things I got to get done. There's some places I need to go. There's some people I still hold unforgiveness. Lord, I got to get some things right. But we took those things for granted. We have this time right now. Right now. Every time we go to a funeral, every time we hear someone dying, that's our chance right there, because I'm still here, and that's God trying to get your attention to realize this ain't forever. God never meant for us to be here forever. This is not forever. There will be an eternity, but this here is not forever. That car you driving, it's not forever. That house, that nice house, I mean, we in a beautiful home. Me and my husband work hard to keep this house up. He does. He busts his behind out there in the yard, and I do my own. It's a beautiful little castle, but this ain't forever. The people in your life, your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your sister, they're not forever. We cannot continue to live this life as though they're forever. You don't have to be sick to depart. It's not forever. In the blink of an eye, everything can change. So you and I have to forgive daily, every minute, hour. So what God gave to me was to say this to you, to challenge you. Find somebody that you have a long-term alt with, or they have an alt with you. See, it doesn't matter whether someone forgive you. You free yourself. You free yourself by getting it right with them. Because we all going to stand before God, and we all going to give account. And it doesn't matter whether you believe it's a God or not. Whether you believe doesn't make it here or there. You're going to return back to somewhere. Okay? You and I have a choice to make today, tonight. Let's say tonight. We don't talk about tomorrow. We don't talk about tonight. I want to challenge you not to wait till tomorrow, but tonight, today. Whether it's a phone call, whether it's an inbox, and you know we are in the world of texting. That drives me crazy. We're in the world of texting. People don't talk no more. So if you got to shoot a text, get it off. Let it go. Because this message is for you. God summons you. He's talking to you. He said,
he don't have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. God is talking to you. You. If you're listening through the archives, you. Take not life for granted. Because we're here today and we're gone today. It used to be we're here today and we're gone tomorrow. No, 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 no. No, no, no. We're here today. Count your blessings. How do we count our blessings? Name them one by one. One by one. You know, we take those little things for granted. We take for granted that I woke up this morning. Me and my husband have this thing we say, great day to be alive. We got this from Bishop Trout, our bishop, our spiritual leader. Great day to be alive. That's what you need to wake up and say. Great day to be alive. My God, Lord, thank you. Oh, great day to be alive. Ain't got no business waking up talking about what's wrong and what didn't happen, what should have happened. Great day to be alive. You start your day off like that. And whatever's going to come your way, you say, it's still a great day to be alive. I'm aching. I can barely walk. That pain. I'm a great day to be alive. I didn't complete my education. Some things that I let some people down. Great day to be alive. God, thank you for this day. Because the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Because if I hear it right, it says in Romans 8:28, and we know, you know, I know, that all things are working together for our good. How do I know that? Let's think about that. What are some of the tragedies that have happened in life? Tragedies. But God spared your life, or it was a wake-up call. My husband tells me some of his crazy stories about how he was out there doing what he wasn't supposed to do behind the wheel, and God woke him up just right on time, but he could have had an accident. How many of you have had near-death experience? Come on, somebody. I guarantee you every person in this world has had a near-death experience. Near-death. That means you were very close. You were this close to losing your life. Great day to be alive. I can see. Yeah, I need glasses, but I can see the beauty of the Lord. His colors, oh my God, the rainbow, the trees. We're in Springfield, in Illinois, we get a chance to see all seasons. And if you're in California, you get to see the palm trees, the beautiful ocean. Great day to be alive. I don't care how you slice it up. I'm having marital problems. I'm having issues. I'm having family. You say to yourself, you know, this would be a great world if this person wasn't in my life. I'm going to move. I'm going to go to another state. Try it. Go. But guess what God going to do? He's going to bring that same type of person in your life. Different person, but same type of attitude. Why? Because you can't run from your problem. Great day to be alive. Am I enjoying each day that God has given to me? Are you enjoying each day that God has given to you? He gave you this day. Somebody didn't wake up, and we say that, and like, somebody didn't wake up. Oh, really, but somebody did wake up. Many people didn't wake up. Many people. Would have loved the opportunity to see another day. But here you are. Here we are. Great day to be alive. Am I loving him? Am I loving the God to give me life? You know what? We're some pretty smart people. With all this technology, people find a reason to say, there's no God. Oh, amazing. Did you put the stars in the sky? Did you hang the sun? Did you make the ocean behave itself? Because if you don't behave itself, it's going to overtake all of us. Were you there? Were you there when he created heaven and earth? Were you there? Am I loving God with all my heart? What does that mean? All my heart. Come on now. Am I cheating him of his love? I know I have cheated. Oh, my God. My hand is wide open. Me. I have cheated him. Love the Lord. One of the commandments, love the Lord God with all your heart. With all your heart. What does that mean? What does it mean to love God with all your heart? Let me give you a little peek into that. It means that I love God more than the things that he's given to me. Because this is temporal. I love him more than my family. I love him more than my job. I love him more. He's got to be number one. He's got to be uno, number one. Am I loving him? Am I loving others? But wait a minute. Long as it don't have to do with my cousin. Long as it don't have to do with my brother. Listen, we have long years of issues, right? Am I loving others? Am I loving my life? My life. God gave me this life, and I ain't got to be happy. Listen, it ain't about you. It ain't even about you. How can you and I complain about the life that the God gave me this life? And boy, do I got some issues. I'm going on 60 years old in December, and this is my life. This is my life. This is who he has made me to be. Do I need some change? Absolutely. But God made me, and I'm beautiful in his eyesight. And it really don't matter what anybody else think about you. You got to love your life. And loving your life means to treat yourself good. That means you can't be putting all those foreign objects, that toxic stuff, in you to destroy your life. When you love your life, you take care of your life because your life is not yours. Your life belongs to God. You hear me? Am I doing something with this life I have been blessed with? God blessed me with this life. So I have a responsibility to God to do something with my life. I'm so kind of, forgive me, I don't want to offend no one, but I'm kind of anti-government when they want to give people everything. You know, there's some people that's in need of things, but if the government system has made you so lazy that you don't want to go do nothing with your life, it is a travesty. It is not good. God gave you your life. The Bible says if a man don't work, a man don't eat. You got to do something with your life. You have a gift. There's things in you. You know, I found out that I can sew. I made over 500 plus prayer pillows. Never sewed a day in my life. But when I asked God to do something in me, he began to reveal some gifts that I didn't even know I had. What am I saying? You can do something with your life. And it may not be something that maybe, I wasn't planning this. But what it is something that God is calling you to do. And you talk to God. What would you have me to do? And whatever God revealed to you to do, then you commit to that. You commit to it. You got to do something with your life. You and I just can't let every day go by. It's another day. The clock is ticking. Your clock is ticking. Great day to be alive. Now, what am I going to do with my life? I'm alive now. God has given me my life. He's given me my health. He's given me my church. What are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do? And that's only a question only you can ask in the presence of God. God, what do you want me to do? And once you reveal it, you got to get it going. Do something with your life. Because you got this day. And then you may got next day. Don't live your life like you got forever. Don't live your life reckless. Because if we live our life reckless right now, we're going to pay for it later. Hello, somebody. How many of us have done things in the past that is now catching up with us? What's that called? The seed I sow is a seed I'm going to, whatever I sow, I'm going to reap. Okay? Am I influencing or am I following my heart? Okay, here we go. And I'm guilty. Come on, I'm talking to you and I'm talking to me. God has put some things on our hearts, and we just shrug it off. No. If he put it in your heart, it means he has plans for you to do something with it. Hello? Am I pursuing my dreams and finding pleasure in my life? Great day to be alive, y'all. Life ain't... Come on. We got to stop living this life like we're in the grave. We already dead. No. Great day to be alive. We got to take pleasure in this life. We can't be walking around, woe's me. Everybody else got it going on, comparing ourselves to what Joe got across the street or what Joe got or what. No, you don't know what Joe had to do. That's Joe's season. If you stay faithful to God, your season, my season, will come too. Don't be hating and being jealous of what somebody else got. God is no respect of a person. If he bless one, he'll bless you because he loves us all. How many of you got children, 4, 5, 6? Yeah, you might have your little favorite, but you're going to love them equally. Your children ain't going to do without. So God takes care of his. If we take care of the birds out there, we feed the little birds. If God, the birds ain't sitting up here worrying, where am I going to get my meal? Or where am I going to get? No. God take care of the bird. How much more will he take care of you and I? Am I influencing my world? What kind of influence are you having? I thank God for Blog Talk Radio. Me and my husband, we've been doing this for a while now. We done YouTubes. YouTube gonna still be out there. Blog Talk gonna still be out there. Our words, our encouragement is gonna still be out there. You and I need to be doing something that even after we're gone, it's gonna make an influence, whether it's influencing the large population or we're making an influence on someone individually in our life. Okay, you don't have to be a TD Jakes in front of thousand people. God may send you one soul, make an influence, make a positive influence in that person's life. And listen, you do your part, and everybody ain't going to want to hear. But your responsibility is not to change their mind. You're supposed to be the one that waters the pot, and somebody else is going to come behind you, but you do your part. And God gets the increase because that soul don't belong to us. But you and I need to be making an influence on this world. Amen? We need to be making a difference. Great day to be alive. Am I taking all this for granted? Am I taking this great, beautiful world that God has given me for granted? My brain? Am I taking my brain for granted? Am I taking my loved ones for granted? Am I taking my wife? Am I taking my husband for granted? Am I taking my mother, my sister? I'll give you a real quick story. In our home, we take care of my mother, 97, and my sister, 79, almost 80. It has been several times that I have went down the stairs and Ruby was about gone. Her eyes had rolled up in her head. And I am not a nurse. I am not a doctor, but I am filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, and I have anointing on my life. And some things God will show you and teach you to do that you had no knowledge of, and it ain't nothing but the Spirit of God. And every time that I had to intervene, I brought her back. Not I, but the Spirit of God in me, my mother. My mother has had seizures, and we've lost her a couple of times, many times. I mean, you ever seen someone go into seizures? As she aged, things start going wrong with her body. And we've witnessed this. We've witnessed these things. I didn't have time to freak out. I didn't have time to, what did I do? No. The Spirit of God enlightened, gave me the wisdom and knowledge of what I need to do at that time. Okay? God will give you responsibilities in your life, and you and I cannot take these responsibilities lightly. Great day to be alive. Every time when I've had to help my mom and my sister, I'd be like, God, it's not time. Why? Because I feel God is just not having her here for 97 years just to have her here just to sit in the window, just sit and wait. That's the reason why she's here. And we have a purpose in her life. And I said, God, don't take her away till you complete the purpose in your life. You know, she can even still learn at 97 years old. There's a reason why you're still here. Why is it that some of your people are gone? You were doing the same stupid stuff that they were doing, but you're still here. You could have got a hold of the wrong stuff. You could have been crazy out of your mind, walking up and down the street, just crazy. But you're still here. Great day to be alive. Great day to be alive. Jesus said, the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. And the second commandment is this, to love your neighbor as yourself. Great day to be alive. We have no time in the rest of our days to be complaining. And Lord, forgive me. And we have had complaints. Great day to be alive, because I believe the people that's in their graves will exchange places with you anytime. Great day to be alive. No more complaining. No more murmuring. Great day to be alive. You find someone that you need to get it right with, and you do your part, and you let God do the rest. Some hearts are hard, and it takes God himself to change some people's heart. But it's okay. You free yourself. You detach yourself from the guilt, from the unforgiveness. And you walk around in abundance of love, joy, peace, understanding, long-suffering. You walk around with the fruits of the Spirit. Let no one take your joy. If people choose to stay in unforgiveness, that's on them. Okay. Me and my husband have something where we try not to go to bed. But sometimes Diane say, nope, you won't punish me, dude. I laugh because I said, nope, you won't punish me. But you know what? God don't let me stay that long. When you walking with God, how in the world are you going to walk around loving God when you can't make peace with the people in front of him? He said, You lay your gift at the altar. Don't give me your worship. Don't give me your praise. Don't give me your prayer. I don't hear you right now. You got to go get that thing right. You got to get it right. And you know what it takes to get it right. And you can't do the blame game. Well, if a coulda, shoulda, if she woulda did, if he woulda did. God said, no. I'm holding everybody in this circle accountable. And if you can't forgive, your Heavenly Father can't forgive you. And I'm telling you, listen to me. I'm not trying to hold up my blessings because I was bitter. Because I had to be prideful. Because I had to be stubborn. No, let her, you coming to me first. No, great day to be alive. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. And as long as you and I keep having joy, man, things may not be perfect, but it's a great day to be alive. We have two things in common. Our birthday, and we're going to have a death date. If the Lord tarry and he don't watch your father, we got a birthday and a date and a death date. And in the remaining of you and our time while we're here, let's make our daddy happy. Let's make him happy. Some of us, we have family members that's gone on. You know, my husband, I can see the hurt in his heart. You know, things he would have wanted to say to his daddy, to his mother. You know, but we'll never get that time. But we got some people in our life right now that we can make things right with. And we can do our best. Remember, you can't make nobody forgive you. You can't make nobody love you. You can't make nobody let go of an offense. That's going to be their demon that they have to deal with. But you don't want to die with unforgiveness. Don't die with unforgiveness. We talk about our Father who art in heaven, and one of the things he says, forgive us our debt. God, forgive me as I forgive those who trespass against me. So you don't want to carry a trespass in your heart. Me and my mother, we go at it. We go at it. And I said, because my mother kind of, she just sees me as the daughter, but truth be told, I'm a caretaker. I care for her life and her soul. But in the morning, no matter what she say or how she offends me, Diane comes down that stair every morning, and I treat her and take care of her as though it never happened. And that's how our God do us. Hallelujah. Isn't that how God do you? All the things that you and I have done in our life, all the things why we maybe disappointed the Lord, things that God, how could you keep loving me? How could you continue to forgive me when I've let you down over and over? How many times have I had to come to you, Lord, and say, Lord, it's me again. Lord, I messed up again. Lord, I did it again. Lord, I did it again. And Lord said, and it's going to come a time, you know, they say, well, why do you keep repeating over and over and over? Here's the remedy. I want you to hear me. Somebody got to catch this. The more we stick close to God, the more we become like him. If you stick close to the world, you will become like the world. Whatever you're digesting in your system, whatever you're putting in is what you become. What am I messaging that? Love not the world, nor the things of the world, because if you begin to love these things, you lose the love of the Father. Okay? I'm speaking to somebody. You got to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your mind. Your eyes can't always look at the things that the devil passed through your eyes. Hear me what I'm saying. Because the devil will entice you. The devil will set you up. He don't care none about you. His intention is to give you a straight path to hell. So you got to understand, you got a real enemy out there. It's a great day to be alive, because whatever happened yesterday is over. You can't get it back. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You are not your past. You are not. You are not. It's over. Tell yourself it's over. I want to hear it. Come on. Come on. Say it. It's over. And today, tonight, June 23rd, 2021, great day to be alive. Your new words that you will say from this day forward to the day you die, when you wake up in the morning, great day to be alive. Thank you, Lord. Great day to be alive. And if somebody else don't say it, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We got to all show up. Be on your post. What is God telling you to do? What is God calling you to do? Be faithful. Trust God with all your heart and with all your mind. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Pray for wisdom. Pray for knowledge. Pray for understanding. And God will give those things to you. It's a great day to be alive. We have no regrets. What has happened has happened. You know that all things, good, bad, and ugly, work together for our good. To them who love the Lord and to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen? Romans 8:28. God bless you. I'm so happy that each one of you have joined me. Amen. I want to, at this time, I want to have an opportunity to open up my mics. Amen. I have a very, very short time. If you want to just say hello and just say I'm here, I don't have a lot of time. Just hit one and I'll open up your mic. I will say this, though. I think I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God to be able to do this every Wednesday. Wednesday, yes. We'll call it Wednesday Live. And whatever God put on the prophet's heart, I'm going to share with you. Amen? Praise God. So I'm going to open up a mic. We got 3, 3, 2, 3. Your mic is open.
Hello.
You're over there. Hey, Andrew. Miss Andrew. How you doing, brother?
Hey, it was so great to hear your message once again on the air. We miss you, and, you know, it's always great to hear your perspective and your standpoint from, you know, from a female standpoint of view, and someone who's also very powerful in the word of God. And, you know, like I always tell you, your messages are always on time, believe it or not. And it's so important that, you know, that we don't take life for granted. And ever since I started, ever since I became a Christian, I've always had two important prayers in my life, no matter what my circumstances were in life or what I was doing. And it was, thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up. And then thank you, God, for allowing me to go to sleep.
There you go.
You know, God woke me up in the morning. God put me to sleep at night. And just being thankful for waking up, like you said, is the most important aspect of life, because a lot of people don't wake up. And, you know, we could be healthy. We could be rich. We could be millionaires. We could be 110 pounds and lift 500 pounds on the bench. But if you don't
wake up,
great day
to be alive.
What's all that point for? You know? So I just want to say,
great day to be alive.
We cannot take nothing for granted. Not even the water we drink, the T-shirt we got.
That's
on,
right, right.
The underwear we got.
But you better
on.
Come on before they cut us off. You better come on because my time is short, brother.
So I'm gonna make
God bless
thank
you.
I hope you come on every Wednesday. We would love to have you back on. And praise God. Thank you
so
much.
Yes, sir. Amen. Bless you. Thank you, brother. Amen. 217, you're live.
Amen. Praise God.
Hey, CR.
Wife, you came up with a powerful message. I thank God for you. I just want to let you know for everything what you do and the knowledge, the power and the anointing in your life. I thank God for you. Continue to be strong. Keep forward. And I love you. God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you, sweetheart. Amen. That was Pastor Shaw. Amen. Well, I see you out there. I'm just going to shout out to you. I see 217-652. I ain't going to say your whole number. I see 323-501. I see you. And I see 310-650. And I see a couple people out there in Canada. Listen, this has been a joy. Amen. Praise God. I love you all. I appreciate you. And I'm so happy you're listening. And listen. What are we saying now? Great day to be alive. Amen. So next Wednesday, Lord, say the same. Praise God. I'm going to be back here live, and I'm going to give you a fresh word from the Lord. God bless you, and may he continue to keep you. What? Great day to be alive. Love you guys. Praise God.
But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, oh, my mule, I feel like shouting right now. Come and tell somebody I feel like I'm praising him. Well, help me out, y'all. Oh,
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. that you've committed unto him. I guess that day. Now let me hear you say, Jesus.
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 Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Let me hear you calling.
Jesus.
Let me hear.